We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elugbadebo. Be revived.
Hallelujah. We are going to take questions. We have about maybe 8 questions here. And then some of us that are not dropping questions. Now, when they start answering questions, that's all right. We don't have enough time. We have service tomorrow, okay? So when we are through with this one, I think the teaching is very simple enough, actually. When I go through some questions, I felt that probably the person was not around when Daddy was teaching some things. Or maybe he's not sure. He wants to be sure about some things. About some things and all that. So I want us to be very, let's be attentive as we go to the questions and answer section. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, are we ready? Projector, we'll project it so that to be faster. Okay. Can we project the first one? All right. This one says that my mom, over the years in her marriage, have been so bitter. And most times my mom comes to me to report my father because I am the first child. Amen. So that you... Can we appreciate that, please? Thank you, sir.
All right. All that I taught today is an outflow of doctrine. All right? So in the kingdom of God or in the New Testament, you don't see any New Testament apostle begin with the subject of marriage. All right? They teach about Jesus Christ and they now move into marriage. So, you need healing. So, marriage is not what you need. You need Jesus Christ in your life. Because once your heart is healed, your heart has to be washed from what you know as marriage. And then start seeing the way the Lord wants you to see. So, you need to hear what the Lord is saying, not what your mother is saying. Nobody's saying amen to that. So you have to spend time focusing on your growth. All right? Now, that does not mean that your mother's experience is not real. It is. But you cannot allow our experience to define your reality. You have to make your choice. And you make your choice rightly. All right? Give yourself wholly to God. All right? Not all of us came out of accurate backgrounds of marriage. But we have to make a choice on what we wanted. And God is the one that makes that difference. All right? So I'll just tell you, if you still have fears, don't enter into marriage. Get the word. Faith cometh by and hearing by. You cannot succeed in marriage if you have fears that things will go wrong. All right? And part of those fears is that, you know, the grace of Jesus has not established your heart well. Eh? The heart is always established by grace, not by fear. So it means you need to get sound doctrine well. When you get sound doctrine where you get to a point, you have a personal revelation. I feel that a lot of people, so that they don't have a personal revelation concerning marriage the way the Lord wants. You know, faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. When you have faith, you have a substance. Once you have faith, you know that, see, there's no how. If I get married, my marriage will work because you already have the substance before you entered into it. That's how it is. So it means that you need to submit yourself to God. And if you are part of this local church, I can guarantee you, marriage should not be your problem. You will have heard a lot. I know someone that was following us for a while online, was following, eventually joined this church. He said he had been following us since 2001, Family Life Summit. And you know what he told me? Five powerful testimony. You know, those are things that touch your heart. You know, God will make sure that you will not be discouraged as a pastor. That he will send people that will encourage you. He said, Pastor, those Family Life Summit saved my marriage. They said, they saved my marriage. I said, we will continue Family Life Summits.
Amen.
I said, we'll continue. He said, those Mommy Adebola's teaching, Mommy Ellen's teaching, they said, they saved my marriage. He said, my wife did not know. He said, I just changed. I was planning to end the thing. It was those messages that kept me. Touching testimony, sir. Eventually, he said, He had to join the church. So please, brethren, just keep listening to the word. The word is able to transform your case. No matter how bad your case is, it's not more than the ability of God's word to change. All right? So don't worry. Just get encouraged by just following God. All right? Can we all say amen?
Amen.
All right? Still respect your mom, but follow God. All right? Just respect. That's just your mom's opinion. Follow God. You have to follow God. All right, let's go on. Don't worry. Let them just stroll it in. Yeah. When a lady is old in age and has not married, does that mean she has not grown spiritually? No. Everybody can even, I can even give the mic. So mommy just clarified that generally in the world now, you have a lot of wonderful people that are not married. Not because of anything. It's not a word of righteousness thing. It's nothing. It's just, could see my hand. What do you want to do? Yes, now your reality. In Lagos, you go, you see people, you have a lot of single ladies, career fulfilled professionally, but they are not married, not because they are bad, but nobody has showed up. Then some under pressure just maybe sleep with someone and have pregnancy. At least if I'm not going to marry a man, I'll give birth to a child. You know that kind of, and that's why we are teaching that you should never be hopeless as a child of God. All right, so you don't need to invert this. It looks like an inverted question. You don't need to invert. Yes, it's not an inverted. So marriage has nothing to do with age. Of course, there is a marriage. You can't marry at 15 years old. You still be in school. But I'm saying that spiritual maturity does not move with age. And when I mean spiritual maturity, I've explained those stands to you. There's a certain level of consistencies that should be in your life, at least for the local church. For the kingdom of God. Now, these are things that, let me tell you why you will hear that there are divorce rates in church. Should there be divorce in church? Have you thought of it? So why are we having divorce? Why are we having divorce? Like unbelievers are having divorce. Why should we be having divorce? Born again children of God, tongue talking. Why are they divorcing? Did they force them into marriage? No. The issue is because, who are the people marrying? Have you read this book, How to Grow Spiritually? Kennedy Hagin, or growing up spiritually. Kennedy Hagin said that the reason why there are problems in marriage is that children are getting married. Simple. It's children. So that's the problem. So we cannot knock away the place of certain level of formation of Christ in your nature before taking on the responsibility of marriage. Very important. At least in God's kingdom it is. So when you even look at the way the apostles write, they write with affirmative instructions. All right? Look at how they write. In their mind, a woman should already know how to submit. He said, women, submit to your husband. You know, with so much authority. Have you ever read 1 Peter 3 as a woman? Did you like that scripture? When you first read it, Abba. Because what it means is that you are supposed to be in subjection to your husband. So if you are a spiritually immature lady, you cannot understand that scripture. I heard somebody, when somebody first heard Mommy Adebola, there's a lady that first heard Mommy Adebola, she was hungry. You know Mommy Adebola's standard of submission is beyond your thinking. She was just hungry. The person even said, my parents didn't have a problem more. Is when my husband said, "Yeah, mommy, but that's where the problem began." I said, that peace was not true peace. It was false peace because now the Lord has raised the standard. Sword lojade. All right? So the person said, "I don't even want to hear that, mommy, Adebola. How can you not want to hear that kind of person?" So you will know that there's something, yes, that is not really to, there's something that you're not really to part away with. At least the feminine woman of the 21st century will not like that kind of woman. Sharp. So that's how it is, brethren. This is New Testament standard, though. Like I said, marriage is not man koloni marriage, olon loni marriage. This is a look at it. Likewise, he was being subjection. You know what that means? So you want to go and marry. Are you ready to be in subjection to a man? That's my question. Those are the things we need to teach you. Take me to Ephesians chapter 5. Men, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Because, you know, your generation, when you want to propose, you even kneel down. I'm not saying don't kneel down. As you are kneeling down, absence. What did I say? Absence. Baby, I just want to know I love you with all my heart. Just I touch in subject because some are so talk on. Let it not be here, sir. Let it be from here. Husband, love your wife. Comma, even as what? And what did he do? Are you ready to give yourself totally to that woman? Those are the questions we have to ask. So if there's any problem in the church today that is in the world, it's because the church stopped doing things God's way. That is the truth. Do you want to get God's result? We do it God's way. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
All right, let's move ahead. Okay. All right. Yeah, clarification. Okay. I have situations of discussions on relationship matter with some brethren for accountability, but the issue was gossiped about the hearing. All right. Before I even go on, I'm not saying any brethren. It has to be people that you have in your how would I put it? People that you have holding confidentiality, yes. I was not happy because I trusted them well before enough to pray about me, okay? Yeah, so now, before I pray with you concerning marriage, I will have prayed with you concerning other things. So, marriage is not the issue. Tomakokomu test the friendship. So, and let me use my example. I've had brothers that we pray and we receive things from God. And that has happened over time. So marriage issue is just an outflow of a relationship. A tested relationship of truth. Not a shallow relationship. Part of the way you know a tested relationship is confidentiality. All right? So somebody that you tell, I want to pray concerning this, you should pray with me. And it's sharing it around. It's obviously either an immature person or many other things, okay? So at times, yes, at times you trust the wrong people. Does not mean trust is wrong. You just need to learn to trust the right people. It's not only you that has been hurt before. Everybody at one time in their life was hurt because they trusted the right information to the wrong hands. So you just have to learn that. Everybody will have to master that skill in knowing who to trust. But never for once grow and develop a nature that does not trust people. You know, let me use a secular, because I know you can relate with this, a secular scenario to drive this thing in. You know plantation boys? How many of you know plantation boys? It's only me that know them. All right. You know there were three. Two-face, hard face, and black face, and then face. Of course, you know what happened now? You know, they split ways, and it was as if when they parted with two-face, just started hammering. You know, that thing is not easy. Like, all of you were together, and then all of a sudden, two-face became a star. Global star. Hard face or black face. Actually, I think the guy is hard somewhere. It's as if he was suffering. Nobody knew him. Then face is, I feel that face is probably more talented than even two-face. But face never just had that breakthrough. You know, life has a folly way. Face is so talented. So, you know, face sang the song. We be two, we be three, later become two. Hell, that goes so. Oh, no. Very interesting song. Then two-face now sang his own. How many of you know that song? You know what he said in that song? Without you, there's nobody I'll call my brother. So he was trying to say, you know, so I know that somewhere Two-Face is most mature out of all of them. Hard-Face kept having bitterness. For years, he kept having bitterness. Eh? If I recently, I heard that recently, he still went out. See, was still, I said, how many years? So, I mean, I think that maybe they felt that maybe Two-Face's heart was not broken because he had the heat. But I don't think so. I think he quickly transitioned and moved forward. So, one thing I know is that if somebody break your heart, forgive the person, move on. Don't dwell on the thing. I can't trust anybody. Don't dwell there. Because one person is not another person. People are different. You always have people. Eh? In every society, there are good people. There are bad people. So the fact that you trust somebody and then they hurt you does not mean you should not trust another. So look for another person. Well, all of us need friends. All of us need brethren. All of us need trusted people. And God will give you one.
Amen.
All right? So that settles that issue. All right? Amen. Pastor, Pastor, how do you know that song? Now you know. I know they live for heaven. I hear a deal. I hear on it. I get gidigwasa. You know that Two-Face song was everywhere. I don't think I even ever sat down to listen to the song. But there's just something that, you know, interesting. There's something likable about Two-Face. I just believe he meets Jesus. Yes. There's just something likable about him. He's somewhere. He's just one careless soul. See, there's just something about his soul. Eh? Maybe that's even why he just has some of those opportunities. Just his soul. He doesn't hold anything like this. Eh? So if two people were in a relationship before coming to church, what should be done? They need to submit it. They need to submit it. Should they continue to continue? Why not? We have never broken any relationship. Like, you just submit. Just make yourself accountable. Pastor, we are in a relationship before we came. And you just get normal pastoral counseling. That's all. Seek counsel or start afresh. Well, except there are issues before you came. And in the place of counsel, you now discover that there are issues. But if there are no issues, fine. In fact, the proof that there are no issues is that you can upgrade and then move forward without having a problem. What's right approach? So just become accountable. You don't need to be afraid. All right? Nobody's interested in breaking relationship. I told you I love marriage. All right? Just be accountable. You don't have any problem. The only clause is that in the light of what you are hearing, it should now further reshaping your whole concept of relationship. Except there's a possibility that that relationship foundation was faulty in the first place. That's another challenge. And even in that case, the ones that we have managed, we even counseled them. Okay, don't throw away this girl because you find out that, okay, first of all, I went for this girl because of bad reason. But now I'm hearing the word and I'm feeling that it's like... Sure, you get what I'm saying? I will never tell you to break the relationship that way. I'll say, okay, let's trust God for that again. At least she's here in the waters. God can also touch her like God has touched you. I've told you from experience how I've managed them. And so we have had some that worked out fine. We have had some that did not work out fine. Because you see, in that case, you are looking at the girl. Is she ready to receive the word? So if you're not ready to receive the word, we'll just say, Ologwen, be focused. All right? So some even walk away and they go. Like I said, some people even come into such an environment when they are hearing eternal life, Christ, it's even a problem for their soul. Like my wife said, some people just want to go to heaven. In fact, some people, they are not even sure that they want to go to heaven. Yes, that's how Christianity is now. Some people don't want to go to... So, you know, in some churches, heaven has never been preached before. That's even the heaven thing that So, your own is too much. So, that's it. All right? So, let's move on. So, it's just become accountable. I find it hard thinking about marriage. If I feel like it's okay being single. Okay, no matter the message about marriage, I come across, my mindset doesn't change. Is this mindset okay or it has to be changed? Yes, it has to change. You see, yes. There's a different, listen, there are many positions. Some people have issues with marriage, naturally. There are some ladies, for instance, they don't want to marry. Why? They don't want to be subjected to any man. No man can bug me. And then, you know, we have a modern society. It is you that think marriage is a big thing in Africa. Abroad, it's not a big deal. You see a lot of people, they'll tell you they don't want to marry. And they are okay. Many. Many people like that. It's not an issue. Or you see those that want to marry, they don't want to have children. Yeah, Tunko? This one, when you don't have children, your mother is praying. She's calling one prophet. There's nothing like that. Or you see a woman that she doesn't want to have children. She just goes for a dog. When she's writing will, she puts dog in her will. So, you know, society is different from society, right? You need to understand that. So, we need to be sure that it's not, your inspiration is not from the other side. All right? If you don't want to marry, then it has to be because that is your own path. Concerning the will of God, that God, in other words, why should you not want to marry? God designed it. All right? Except God has revealed to you personally that in terms of you fulfilling your own will in God, that we want to exclude you from marrying. And that should even be a cross. You know, how many of you know the guy that wrote God's Generals? Roberts, yes. For him, they had to crucify that. He had an experience and he saw a coffin. And the Lord Jesus stood out. And then they were putting woman, his wife, children, every other thing. And they gave him the hammer to nail it. You know, he's a prophet. He went to heaven when he was 8. If you read that book, I saw heaven. So that was, up to now, he's not married. He's almost 60. So that was his own part. And he knew it from day one. It was a tough part for him. So that's different from saying, me, I don't think my issue. Sir, you need doctrine, sir. So I will recommend Family Life Summit for you. You need Reverend Busui's message. So you know very good messages. Mommy Ellen, Mommy Adebola. You need to listen to my messages. Listen and listen again. And then God will heal your heart. So that your heart is open to get married. All right? Your heart should be open to get married. All right, he looks more like his sister. His sister's, and that's the problem. That's why I say it's a problem. It's still a problem. You have not listened well, or you have not listened with an open heart. All right, just need to listen with an open heart. And don't let the enemy deceive you. All right, I bet some people say they don't want to marry, and they eventually got pregnant. Yes. So I've seen a lot, though. They didn't marry you, they got pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So, sir, let us check your case. Sir. Your case will need some attention. All right? So, what if it's ever be that you will not get involved in marriage, it should not be a decision from you alone. It has to be confirmed by those that have more experience and they are ahead of you with the Lord. All right? God will give you understanding. As a woman who desires to serve God and fulfill purpose for my life, I am seeking guidance on how to balance my career and pursuing deeper relationship with God. Maybe mommy should talk about that. Since you're a career woman, for instance, as a lawyer striving for success in my profession, how can I excel in my career? Why is it priority? You see, this is a wrong. It should be that how should you stay connected with God, and it's not career first. So you don't understand. You are saying, how do I succeed in my career and still connect with God? I don't like that. To me, you are making me feel like career is your priority. So now God is your life. Career is now should I look It's not the career that should be... Yes, your career should be an outflow of your God life. So you see, let me tell you. It is when you know God more that you get the balance. You don't understand. The balance is a wisdom that you get when you know him more. When you have more mastery of God, you know where to place career. You know how career will flow out of it. It's not a wisdom that you get at a level. So how do I balance career? You know, when you are there, you won't get it. Just get lost in God, right? The more you get lost in God, the wisdom will come. At times, at a stage in your life, you may not even have that balance. The reason is because it takes a certain kind of wisdom to get it. And you don't have that wisdom at your level. So I'll tell you, why don't you grow more? All right? The more you grow more, then you can now find the grace. So you'll now find out that when you grow more, every area of your life is being sustained by grace from your knowledge of God, including your career. And that's how it works. All right? That is the only way it works. Can we all say amen? So focus on knowing the Lord more. Then trust the Lord for grace to know how to manage your career or your business without any form of gap. All right? And I mean, the season in my life where it's like, it looks like I don't just like Paul. Just like Paul. Paul said things I don't want to do is what I find myself doing, okay? I really want to do God. I find myself doing God and also living him. Am I submitting? Yeah, what can I do? We need to see you. I can't discuss that one. Because your question is not detailed. I need to know what you are dealing with. All right? So you have to see any of us. And let's talk deep detailing. It's not, I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know what your challenge is. I don't know what you want to do. I don't know what you don't want to do. So we need to talk, right? Please come. Let's talk. Because anytime I say we need to talk, people don't show up. People don't show up, man. Now you ask question. And your question cannot be answered. We need to talk. We need to know where you are. We all fight different battles in our life at different stages. Some people, they fight deep sexual challenges, like deep ones. And that is not strange. I've met all kind of people in my life. I've had my own battles. Who told you I've never fought my own battles before? So you are having sexual challenges. It's not new, sir. Some is even gay challenges. As in gay, yes. You know, if you say my challenge is mufebo birinsu, I can relate with it. But another challenge says, I want to sleep with a man. Man. It's man that attracts me. It's not strange. There's nothing new under the sun. So don't run away when you have a challenge. Let's talk. Let's pray. Okay? And let's overcome the devil. All right, let's do it together. That's why we're here for you. All right? That's all. Sefini.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.